This is Mr. Candle speaking. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, boys and girls. It's time for us to get ready to go to bed now. You have the candle, me, Mr. Candle, sitting on your bedside table, and your mom and your dad sitting close by and waiting for a story. Every evening, I tell stories of my trip around the world and my visit with other boys and girls and the things that they're all doing. Well, I was talking to a young fella the other day, and his name is Samuel. Kind of a nice guy. He's interested in a lot of things. And Samuel lives in Israel. And he has a very lovely home, very warm out in the desert. And he has more fun than anybody else because he just likes to help his mom and help his dad. And when he's not helping them, then he goes and helps his brothers and sisters. When he's not helping them, then he goes and helps himself. Well, Daniel is 7. And for a 7-year-old, he's a very active fellow, very busy and very wonderful. And his mom and dad are very busy with their program. They're raising a garden out in the middle of the desert, and they don't have too much water, but they're coming along just fine. They have a little irrigation that they bring in that sort of brings the plants and helps them grow. And the older brothers and the older sisters, they're helping mom and dad. And Samuel wants to help too, but he's just not able to do it. And his older brother said, "Samuel, someday when you can take a giant step, then you'll be able to do things like we're doing. But Samuel, just take your time. Remember, you're 7 years old, and we're 12 and 13 and 16, and, you know, we're older, and our steps are big." Well, Samuel watched his brothers and his sisters, too, and they walked with long legs, and they moved very easily out into the fields and into the area where they were doing their work, helping their mom and dad. And Samuel comes ripping along behind, and his little old legs whipping back and forth as quick as he can, trying to catch up with his brothers and sisters, but he just doesn't make it. He just doesn't make it. So Samuel said to himself one day, "I'm going to help my brothers and sisters. The thing that doesn't let me help them is that I need to have a giant step, and I don't have a giant step. So what can I do?" And Samuel thought and thought, and he listened, and he said to his divine self, listening within, he says, "Hey, divine self, how can I walk as fast as my brothers and sisters so that I can help them out in the field?" And the little voice inside of Daniel said, "Daniel, if you start early, you'll be there, and then you can help them." "But I can't walk fast," Daniel said to his inner self. His inner self said, "Daniel, if you start early, you can be there and you can help." "But I can't walk fast." And the inner voice repeated again, "Daniel, if you start early, you can be there." And Daniel sat down. He says, "That's no good answer. I don't know about starting early. What does that mean?" And then he was so frustrated, he fell asleep. And as he fell asleep, he dreamed of what might happen, how he could have longer legs, or how he could be stronger, or how he could run faster. And then the thought came to him, if he started early, and he remembered the story about the tortoise and the hare, and how the turtle walked so slow, and the rabbit was going to have a race with him. And the rabbit ran real fast, and then the rabbit sat down and rested, and the turtle caught up little by little. Finally, the rabbit slept too long, and the turtle came across the finish line and won the race. He struggled along and did it. And Samuel thought, what does that mean, start early? And he thought and he thought and he thought. And then the thought came to him, wake up early and walk out to the fields and be there when the rest come. Ah, yes! The inner voice finally penetrated through his wonderful mind and reminded him that's what it meant. And so the next morning, Samuel woke up early. He woke up before his brothers and sisters, and he went into the kitchen, and he had himself something to eat. And then he took a bag along with some bread and some cheese, and he went on out to the fields. And it was still pretty dark in the morning, but he went out to the field when the sun was just breaking through the sky. And he got out there, and there's nobody around. And so he sat down, and he waited. And pretty soon, his brothers and sisters came trucking along, and they said, "Samuel, what are you doing out here? How did you get out here?" And Samuel said, "I walked." And they said, "How could you beat us out here? You don't walk fast enough." And Samuel said, "I start early." And the brothers and sisters right away understood what that meant. They were a little older, and they had that experience. And they said, "Aha! Samuel, you are a wise one. One day, Samuel, you're going to show us all with your wonderful wisdom. Okay, Samuel, come on, you can give us a hand now." And so together, all the boys and girls of the family, all the brothers and sisters, worked in the field, and they sang their songs, and they were so happy. And Samuel said, "So, that's what it means to start early." You know, a lot of times we listen to the voice within us, and the voice within us gives us all sorts of advice, but we don't always hear it because we don't understand it. But as we pay attention and listen, and as we maybe ask some questions, the answers come. Well, the answers came for Samuel. And Samuel was able to be with his brothers and sisters, and that meant so much to him. Well, boys and girls, you're all set in your beds now, and it's time for you to snuggle down there and open up your arms and let your mommy and daddy come in and give you a big hug and a big kiss. And then now let go. Now take your teddy bear and snuggle that little teddy bear and just say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And snuggle down in bed. Hop, 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 here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his little bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you. He's going to have you dream happy, beautiful dreams of good times, of starting early and knowing the answer to all the questions that your older brothers and sisters have, because you're ready to hear it too, aren't you? Okay, have a good night, and know I love you, I love you, I love you, and I will be back again very soon to sit on your bedside table and tell you another story. I love you, I love you, I love you.